time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Captain Radio here, inviting you to another episode of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
All right, welcome to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Speak Out host Paul LaVoy, and with me, of course, the host of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, Dan De Los Santos.
Yes, Paul, and I got to tell you, we got a really great show today. We're going to have a lot of fun with this.
You know, I think it's funny that every time I play that song, wouldn't it be nice if we were older?
Yeah.
Today, I've got the worst gimp ever. I don't know what it is about
this. Hey, I resemble that remark.
I don't know what it is about this leg that won't work today. But, older is overrated.
Yeah, right? It is. It is overrated. And I'll tell you, my guest speaker and I were just talking a little bit about that. Today we have Teddy Kilpatrick with us. He is a longtime Havasu pioneer, and I'm excited as heck to have Teddy on the show today. He and I have, you know, lived an amazing life here in Lake Havasu City, and Teddy's got some really great stories to share today. And so, Teddy, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get to Havasu?
Well, you know, to start off, I want to thank for God's grace for me being here. You know, back in the day, we were heathens. And I want to talk about the disciples. They are heathens too, so.
Sure.
You know. So I'm in good company. So anyway, you know what? When we got here, we left Detroit. My brother got kicked out of Detroit, or out of Michigan. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons we moved here. And he was a heathen also. And so anyway, we come out, September 27th, 1969. And what the deal was Ed Darnell of Havasu Pastoring, they grew up with Mom and Dad back in Detroit. And the same person that taught, my dad taught Ed Darnell, was Ed Darnell's father-in-law, Andy McQuarrie. And he taught my dad pastoring back in Detroit, and that was keeping him out of the streets. So Andy was a really inspiration to my dad. So anyway, Ed had Havasu Plastering, and he told Dad to come on out and he'd be in a partnership with him. And so we got here, and I had no idea. I couldn't breathe. You ever see those cats patting or them dogs patting where they can't breathe?
Yeah.
That's exactly how it was.
Yeah.
So we pulled up to... Harry's Lounge, which was the poorhouse later on, and we were in the middle of September. Thank God it wasn't as hot as the Septembers are now, but I couldn't believe we're here. You know, we're in the middle of the desert, and I didn't want to be here, you know. So
That pretty much goes for just about everybody that stepped out of their car the first 5 minutes.
I got to back that up a second. All right. What do you mean it's not as hot as the September's now?
I believe.
Really?
I believe it's changed a little.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
And you don't have to agree with me.
I'm just curious.
Well,
it's the news reporter in me.
First of all, the humidity. So 100 degrees when there's no humidity, we only had humidity in 1 month, which is usually August. Now, of course, it's gone from July and August and September.
Okay.
So it's a little more challenging. So the heat feels hotter with that. So I'm with you, Teddy.
I tell you, it's either way, it was hot. We were from Michigan, right? So anyway, here's the first thing my dad does is get us a single wide trailer to live in. And I'd never lived in a trailer before. We moved out to the Havasu Highlands, Desert Hills.
Yep.
And that's where I met Dave Sedevy, was the first guy I met. And then we ended up moving that trailer to Donkey Acres for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
No electricity, no water. So you can imagine what it was.
Oh, man.
So I had fun going to school. I had water there, I had AC, we didn't have none of that stuff in Donkey Acres.
Right.
I didn't forgive my dad for that for years.
Oh, my God. Made you want to be scholastically proficient.
Yeah.
He took a shower in P.E. even when he didn't have P.E.
Yeah, I mean, that shower and that AC at the school was pretty nice, So,
wow.
And, of course, it's every time we moved someplace, I'd always get in a few fights and... That's no different than Lake Havasu. Just stupid people picking on little guys.
Now, you took the bus to Kingman.
I wouldn't have went to Kingman.
Okay.
I would have went to work. So some of those guys on that bus didn't like me.
No, that was a tough time.
Well, they didn't like my brothers.
Yeah. Right.
We were from Detroit.
We were different.
Well,
and we're talking about a hodgepodge. When I showed up in 71. Teddy was already here. But we came from all over the country.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Right.
When I got to the school, high school, and I got a haircut, and they told me to get another haircut, I wanted to quit right then. But, it was different that first couple weeks. But then I started meeting people. Breck Alvord, Greg Esme, Quay Thomas,
yes.
Lauren Holmes, all these guys, John Holman.
Yep.
And, of course, Dave Sedevy, my little Polish friend. It started getting easier. It wasn't so bad. Got to meet some of these guys and, it took a few years to get the Detroit out of me. And so nobody really knew, they just seen the short little kid and, that was me, 5 foot tall and freshman.
It's so fascinating because when Teddy says get in Detroit out of you, I came from California. We all became a new type of place, in Havasu. New York, it wasn't
you
Boston.
New York,
it
Detroit,
wasn't, yeah, exactly.
Chicago,
the culmination of all
Florence,
those
Florence, L.A., you got all these people, and every one of us were... They brought our
right.
They brought their culture
yeah.
with them.
We threw everything in the pot to make this really good stew.
I was gonna say, speaking of food, the pizza from Detroit is a lot different from the pizza in California, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's funny you mentioned that. There's a guy back in the. Never mind.
Okay. I do have a delay button.
where we lived, it was mafia.
Ah.
And. A couple of the kids, they worked at a pizza place, and their dad owned it. And my dad was he was also a bodyguard for one of the mafia guys, but that's how it was back then.
Right. The Fredericos, everybody had a story.
Yeah.
And some of them, we can tell now because they're all gone.
Right.
So, so let's talk a little bit about your dad. He's a fascinating guy. I have my own thoughts of him.
Dad was a character. When people look at me and they wonder about me being a character, I get it from Dad. And I love pulling jokes on people. My dad was like that his whole life, and he was always doing stuff. Back when we got here, we didn't have no TV. We didn't have no phone. We didn't have no Xbox. We didn't have electricity. So my dad made it fun. And, you know, when he wasn't plastering, he was making these things up. There was one time at Snyder's Cove, which was Windsor Beach, which I guess is a state park now.
Yes.
We called that Snyder's Cove. Snyder's Cove was, he was the guy, Gary Snyder was the one that used to drive around the truck with the dog on top of the roof.
Oh, man.
Hash.
Oh, my God.
That was our dog's puppy, you know.
Snyder was wearing...
And Jones. Jones, the other black dog.
So... Snyder had horns. He was wearing horns in the truck with a beer between his legs, and the dog was on the roof. And when he was drunk, the dog would fall off, and he would hitchhike home. Well, I kid you not.
What happened was he ended up putting a carpet up there,
yes,
so he wouldn't fall off.
Yes.
Wow. So anyway, that was Snyder's Cove, and that's when we moved from Donkey Acres down to Factory and Guthrie Trailer Park.
Yes, McAfee
so
Guthrie.
So we were right at the end of Acoma over by Star Ready Mix. And over on the other side, Industrial, that would take you right into Snyder's Cove. And it was just like a big, there's a few different fishing spots there.
Right.
Where the jet skis are, where you launch your jet skis, that's where we were all the time. There was trees and everything there. It was beautiful.
Right.
And Mom and Dad, they literally lived down there. You know, all we had on that trailer was a swamper.
Right. Know, and that know. Was considered lucky. Well, not everybody had anything.
Wow.
Well, what about when we had the cars and driving around with no AC?
Right. Yeah, I mean, people don't
just,
understand that
got used
our
to
windows
it.
Were all down. We didn't have... You couldn't run your AC because the darn thing had overheated your car.
Right, right, right. I remember.
Oh, gosh,
I remember
yeah.
those days.
Yeah. So anyway... When we were down there one time, let me get into this one story on my dad, why he does things. We were down there fishing, and my dad had this big inner tube. It was a tractor inner tube, mm-hmm. and that's what he used to fish off of. Over in the distance, there is a boat, a pontoon boat. You know, you didn't see boats back there that much. So him and Dad are hee-hawing back and forth, hey, where are you from, this and that, blah, 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 and and the guy says, we're from back east. We're looking here to buy some land. And Dad says, well, have you caught any fish yet? And the guy says, no, we're not having much luck. So my dad says, well, what kind of fish are you looking for? And the guy says, a largemouth? Is you guys really? So, yeah. So my dad takes off, gets off his inner tube, and dives in the water. Comes up. Looks at across the lake and says, or across the cove, he says, hold on. So he jumps in there again, and he comes up with a largemouth bass.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Oh, man.
Now, these people are literally going nuts. There's this guy's a Tarzan guy. So anyway, he says, is this what you're looking for? He says, oh, my gosh, how'd you do that? You know, they're doing this and that. And so Dad hops on his inner tube and goes over to the boat, gives him the fish, and comes back. Well, behind the screen, I'm seeing everything. We've been fishing there all weekend.
Oh,
Dad
man.
Had a string of a fish. So he swam across underneath the inner tube, unhooked one of the fish, and came up like he caught it.
Oh, man. I love that story. Yeah, we here in Havasu, we don't need no stinking fishing, Paul.
But yeah, that was one of my first dad stories. I about died. He was always pulling stuff. He was always making people feel good. He was a drinker, but he was he'd do anything for you.
Our community was a drinking
community.
Oh,
I tell you what,
yeah.
He was pretty awesome, especially when he sobered up. Me and him became best of friends. But
McAfee Guthrie Trailer Park, there were so many unique families that lived there.
Oh, Pat Miller?
Yeah.
Pat Miller?
I was down. That's where I met all you guys.
Yeah.
Was down there. And it was unique, to say the very least. I met some really amazing, different people down there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? About a quarter of the people that were living here, the unique ones, they were wanted from other states.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what made it so interesting. But, you know, it was just new town. It was, when I first got here, when I went down to Nautical the first time.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm from Detroit. You swim in the lake with dead fish.
Mm-hmm.
I come down here and you could look down 10 feet in the water and it was crystal clear. I had never seen that before.
Wow.
At nighttime, the full moon and the stars, you never seen that back in Detroit. Too much smog.
Right.
But you could literally, Dad literally started reading the paper underneath the moon just to prove that he, you know. But there's so much different things here. You know, everybody was pretty relaxed, pretty kicked back. I didn't know how to kick back for a while, but the other thing was when Pat Miller had a little boat, and this was one of the best times of my whole life. I never water skied.
I remember that boat.
Yeah, that little boat.
Yep.
But anyway, there's me, Quay, Greg, and Breck, and they're teaching me how to ski. I get up the second time, I kick off the ski, and I'm on one, and they're just amazed, right? Well, I was a little athletic, but that was the best time of my life right there with my friends, with, you know, just them guys caring enough about me to say, hey,
sure.
Hey Teddy, you want to learn to ski?
Sure, absolutely.
And Quay, when I met Quay was like an older brother to me. There was one time we were riding a motorcycle on Quay's bike. Anyway, he hit this bump, and I fell off. Now he hit this rock. They didn't think nothing of it. Quay looked at me, and the helmet was split right in half.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was one of those times, you know, that pretty blessed, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, and just all the things, all the people we met, I remember forever. My best memories are of high school, and I hated school in Detroit. You know, in Detroit, you go to school to fight. That's what I learned. That's what I was taught. Then when it got out here, it was like, wow, I can actually learn something. Hmm. Especially in an AC and taking a shower.
Oh, yeah. You know, our high school was really something. And, you know, and when we come back from our commercial break, we'll talk a little bit about that. And we got a couple other really fun topics to talk about with Teddy Kilpatrick today. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you talk about Breck, right? Breck Alvord.
Yeah.
He was on this show in that chair many, many, many times.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure to say.
Esme Electric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot older than he looked. It really surprised me when he told me it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, great guy. I miss him, actually. All right. Speak Out and the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show brought to you, of course, our exclusive sponsor, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We'll take a short break, come back, talk with Teddy Kilpatrick. This is a fun conversation. Having a good time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'd like to hear what the 4th of July was like back then. It must have been crazy.
Oh, geez.
With guys having their pets riding on the roof and stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. All right, welcome back to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Pioneers will remember the location known as the old Car Toys. You remember Car Toys, right?
Oh, of course.
Well, there's a new kid in town, Joyride Auto Spa, now open in the old Car Toys location. For now, customers can receive the discounted hand washes. These are all hand wash, $39. Watch the company's remodel unfold as they're washing your car. Current hours are 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, of course, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and from the mind of Dallas Finch. That's kind of scary right there on its own. Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, great pizza, sandwiches, and salads, home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street in Havasu. It's like a mechanical bowl that you put a quarter into. Have you been there yet, Dan?
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
It's like one of those that you ride in the front of the grocery store. I wouldn't advise it for you or me. So anyway, it's like 50 cents, and it's called the booby dropper.
Yeah, gee, you know, I'm going to put that on my bucket list.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're listening to our show, we're here with Teddy Kilpatrick. And if you have any questions you want to ask him or just to say hi, you can call into the show at 928-854-5687 or 928-854-KNTR.
Right.
Or you can text in a message to Paul, and he'll share it with everyone at 928-727-5566. So, Teddy, you know, we've... Wow, we just when we weren't on the air just a minute ago, we went, oh, we got to talk about that. Oh, wait, we got something else. So because we got some great stuff to share. So, you know, first I'm going to wrap up a couple things, but I want to share a thought because, you know, we've had the big and crooked, and it started with your dad giving us a set of pontoons that were sitting out in front of the trailer.
You know, I didn't know that until you told me that a few years back.
Oh, yeah, and the barrels would expand, and they would go boom, go boom, and he would go out there with an axe and hit those things in the middle of the night. And he would do that so several times, so he finally said, "Here, you want them? Take them." And that's how we started building the boat. So we have a caller.
We do. Caller, you're live on the Havasu Pioneers radio show.
Hey, this is Steve Manoni, Teddy.
Hey, Steve, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I just want to say a couple of things.
What's
that? Bless you. May God bless you. And I think you're right. I think we had extreme heat now, not back when we were growing up here.
Yeah.
But I just want to say about your dad, man. Duncan was one of the coolest guys. I mean, he always looked you right in the eye, and he made everybody feel personal to him. That's what he did with me as a kid. And even, you know, through all the years, he was just a really cool guy. I know he tipped down a lot of beers with my dad over at Papa Joe's and some of the other clubs.
I got a story about that, Steve.
Yeah, the water dog
story. The water dog story.
That's a great story. But, hey, Teddy, I just wanted to reach out, tell you I love you, brother, and I'm so glad to hear you on the radio today.
Cool. Steve, be cool, man.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Teddy.
Look, can I tell you the story real quick?
Yeah.
My mom used to work at Papa Joe's,
uh-huh.
And Joe Manoni was always in there. Always pulling stuff, pulling jokes and stuff. Well, Mom made him a sandwich. Well, it was a water dog sandwich.
Oh, man.
And
Joe
almost took a bite out of it. He said the water dogs in there.
Oh, man.
Were they alive?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Mud puppies.
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know what a water dog is, it's basically a salamander with legs and a tail. And we used them for fishing here in Lake Havasu City. And they're basically... about the length of your hand. And you'd put them on a hook and you'd fish and you'd get the big stripers. Well, that's basically...
Oh, Dad lived by the water dogs.
The Manoni water dog sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, I may have to post something on that.
Yeah, so there's another one.
So, you know, Teddy, you and I talked a little bit about a couple of stories we want to share. So, you know, I think we were talking about the cops and we were talking about our judges.
Judge Gene Milam.
Yes.
He became a good friend. Well, anyway, he was at the Pioneers a few years back before he passed, and he's getting ready to speak. And this is by no way a compliment. He says, he gets up to talk, and he says, "We want to thank the Kilpatrick family for keeping us in business for so many years."
I remember that. That was priceless. It was a jaw dropper.
So anyways, no compliment there. Like I said, we're heathens. We're sinners. What can I say? There's a Bert Scott. I got a story about Bert Scott. I just get out of Teen Challenge. It's a Christian rehab center. That's what changed my life. And Bert Scott's, I found out he had cancer. And he's sitting in the Dome's church with Pastor Tatham. Pastor Tatham's getting ready to preach, or he started preaching. And he said something about, let me say what Bert said first. I sit down next to Bert. Every time I seen Bert, he says, "I knew you were in on that. You know, I did something I'm not too happy about, but he knew I was in on it." Well, I knew I wasn't because I had gloves on. So he just swears up and down, "I know you did it. I know you did it." And I said, "No, I didn't. No, I didn't." So anyway, I know Bert. I know Bert Scott's dying.
Oh, okay.
So I go down and sit next to him. And about that time, Pastor Tatham says, "Jesus is Lord." Well, I told Bert Scott right at that time, I said, "Yeah, I did it." And he said, "I knew it." Well, Pastor Tatham thought he was talking about Jesus is Lord, and I knew it, and I said, "Hallelujah." So Bert Scott, maybe that was the only case he didn't crack. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But I owed it to him, and yeah, I got a chance to make a lot of amends to a lot of people.
We got a text for you.
Oh,
yeah, 928-727-5566, the KNTR Talk text line. Teddy, how old were you when you became taller than the pool table at the poorhouse? Love you guys and your pops, Perry Vetrano.
Oh, man.
Is that how you say it?
You know what? Right? For the record, I had a step stool when I shot pool.
That's funny.
That is good. Thank you for the text.
Got another one. Just wanted to say hello, Papa Teddy. Me and the girls are listening. Love you.
No.
Love Faith, Mia, Addie, and Mary. Also, how did you meet Grandma?
Amara.
Ooh, Mari.
How to meet Grandma?
Yep.
You know, that's a good one. I've been thinking about that because you guys have been together since high school.
Since high school.
And, you know, quite frankly, I thought it was a really cool love story, my personally. But you go ahead. Tell us.
It's, wow. Liz was, she just broke up with Ted. Bob Zinn,
yep.
And I just broke up with Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about how the story went.
Right.
We hooked up and we just...
we hooked up.
You know, here's... It was love at first sight. I knew after about a month that I was going out with Liz. I said, "You know what? I think you're the one I want to marry." And that was after a month. And we didn't get married for a few years. But
why'd you wait so long?
I don't understand. What did she say when you said that? Was that your proposal?
No. The proposal was, let's see. What was the proposal? What do you got to ask a question?
She's
like
out in the lobby, so you better get it right.
That's right.
And the date.
Jeez, thanks a lot, Paul. No, that wasn't the proposal. I was just letting her know that that's how I felt about her.
Absolutely.
And we've been together all this time. So
how long have you been together?
Been married for 48, 49 years, and we've been together for 4 years before that.
What year did you get married?
78.
Okay.
Yeah.
78.
And,
he's sweating bullets. Don't worry, Liz, because he wanted to make sure he got the date right.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just an amazing love story because you guys have been so solid all these years. And I remember, you know, the other breakups and you guys coming together. And of all the really cool things that happened during my early years, I always thought that was one of the great love stories of Havasu.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I'm happy with it.
Yeah. And we'll ask Liz when we bring her out in the show, you know, next time around. But, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen. Yeah, these guys are just really great. So, you know.
You want to take a break now?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. And we're here with Teddy Kilpatrick talking about the old days and a lot of people you know.
I heard something about streaking earlier.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's what we got to talk about.
I got two stories.
Yeah.
You guys remember this song, Convoy?
Sure.
C.W. McCall? The CB craze? You got married around the CB craze, didn't you? Probably using the CB on your wedding night. All right, back with more in a moment on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul Lavoie. That's where I actually developed this whole radio thing, was in the CB days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm 62, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody says.
Well, you've been working inside all this time, then.
I've been working what?
Inside.
What's that mean?
Because you look young.
Oh, yeah. Well, somewhat.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
That's from Pat McCormick.
Back with more in a moment. The Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Good 10, 4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
There he goes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Well, Ray Stevens. I remember when Ray Stevens was at the Riverside practically every year, man. You remember that, Dan?
Yes, I do.
Always there. So, Speak Out brought to you in part by the chair, also Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost by Solar Power by Esme Electric, also Doritos Place for Pets, Legacy Rehab and Care, A&B Propane, and by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. And folks, last I heard, I had tickets to the Diamondbacks and the Brewers this Saturday. That's July 4th. There's also a fireworks show after the game. Call me after the show on this line. I'll hang out in the Speak Out room just to catch the phone call, 928-854-5687, and I'll give you 4 tickets to the Diamondbacks game on Saturday night. When's the last time you heard that song, Teddy?
A while ago.
That's a great song.
Well, I tell you, we've been. Thanks for the intro song.
Sure, that's your reminder.
What a great lead-in, intro. Because Teddy and I were talking a little bit about a story about somebody that we were fond of, Wayne Jones.
Yep.
Why don't you take it and give us that. Give us that wonderful history that is so famous for his streak.
Well, when we were at a Conway Twitty, when we were at Conway Twitty concert underneath the bridge, and, well, that's back in when the streaking days were going on, and Wayne was going to streak the Conway Twitty, and we had an escape route, we had a boat, we had to go upstairs, we had all kinds of escapes for him. Well, Wayne, we didn't know he was going to get up there and dance. So he gets up there and dancing, and then Conway Twitty looks at him and says, talking about how cold it must be. so then, of course, the plan didn't work. They arrested him, and he went up there stark naked. And then in court the next day, Judge Dean Milam, he used to talk to me, talk about how Wayne used to make him laugh all the time. But, Wayne, I'm going to have to charge you $100 for streaking. And Wayne says, that's all right, Judge. I made $500.
So we've actually had quite a few streakers. We had
Bob
Beamer, John Stabella. We had my brother Raleigh.
Oh, I got one. Ricky Jones, his younger brother.
Oh, yes.
He wants to outdo Wayne, right?
Yep.
So, this is funny. We're at Ed's watering hole. So anyway, Ricky has this mask on, you know, like the winter knit or whatever, hat or whatever. And you just see his eyes. Mm-hmm. And stark naked, just running through Ed's. And I had the back door. He said, open up that back door, Fred, I'm coming. He used to call me Fred. So anyway, when Ricky put his head down, I closed the door.
Oh, jeez.
So Ricky runs in the door.
Oh, man.
Almost knocks himself out. He's laying on the floor.
Oh, jeez.
In his streaking clothes. He said, darn you, Fred.
Streaking clothes.
So people are just kind of looking at him like, yeah, just another streaker.
Well, you know, and just the story just wouldn't go right if I didn't give a nice shout out to Jody Tober back in the day. We had our female streakers, just saying, across the London Bridge. She got the trophy for that.
She's a keeper.
She's a keeper. She really is. She's super.
Wow. Oh,
really,
Jody.
Super gal.
Yeah, she got a lot of stories.
Oh, man. So, you know, we had, you know, our cops too, you know, our cops in town were, We had some really good cops. We had some not so great cops. I mean, you know, what can you share with us about what your memories are?
Oh, you know, when I came out here, the cops weren't so serious. They'd come and take your beer or your Boone's Farm wine. They take it. And knowing Mike Riley, he took it home and drank it. That's what I'm thinking. But they were, I lost a train of thought.
Well, we can touch on Gaywaller.
Gaywaller. Lost a train of thought. But so Gaywaller, he became this cop that he was just pushing himself over everybody. Well, I didn't know this at the time, but there was a bet going around town, and my dad won $100, and I didn't know nothing about it. Anyway, we were in a Comet, and we got our Boone's Farm wine on the side, and we're parked over at the end of Moyo and Mesquite, but it was all desert there.
Yep.
So we're just parking there waiting for somebody. Well, the cops come up, and it's Gaywaller and Mel Scarborough. Mel Scarborough is another one I got to make amends to.
Right.
Gaywaller, if I could have found him, I would have made amends to him. But
sure.
Anyway, they were asking whose wine that is. And Ricky said, "That's mine. Go buy your own." That's what started it. So anyway, we started to. Ricky took off, and Gaywaller's pushing me. And he keeps pushing me. He says, "Get in the car." I said, "Sir, please don't touch me." I said, "Sir, please don't touch me." And he pushed me again. I turned around and body slammed him. I said, "Now I'll get in the car, but I don't want to be touched." So anyway, I get in the car, and when Ricky comes back, Gaywaller's beating him up with his flashlight.
Oh wow!
And Mel Scarborough's just kind of like, you know, wondering what the heck's going on.
Sure.
Well, Ricky opened up the door. When they opened up the door to put Ricky in, he stood by the door so I could get out. Because they didn't handcuff me.
Oh.
So anyway, I get out, and Gaywaller hits me in the head with a flashlight, and that just upset me a little bit. 16 years old, in junior high, or not junior high, but in high school, doing this, and I started wrestling around with these guys. And I was a little quick guy. And anyway, we're dusting around for about 5 minutes, and it's getting crazy, and I look up. Now, see, Barry, remember Barry the cop, about 6 foot six?
Yep.
He said, "Teddy, are you done?" I said, "Yes, sir."
We do have a phone call.
Yep. What do we got?
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello. I just wanted to say hi to Teddy.
Who we got?
What's that?
Who we got? Yeah, who's on the phone?
Bob Benizak, an old arm wrestling friend from way back.
Oh, arm wrestling.
Oh.
Bob.
Bob.
Yeah. So, Bob. Well, yeah. What was go ahead.
What?
Yeah, you ran a couple arm wrestling matches here and there, and I know you were big into it.
Oh, my gosh. I loved arm wrestling. I loved fighting, too, but I loved arm wrestling. wrestling.
He doesn't look like much to arm wrestle, really.
Oh, no. I lost everything.
No, you did? You always lost?
Yeah. It got to where I could move up in a few classes. I got pretty good at it.
All right.
Went to the Worlds, came in fifth.
Go ahead,
Bob. That was it.
Yeah, no problem. No, it's good talking to you. And everybody in this town knows you guys fought. There were half of them were afraid of you. Most of them were afraid of you.
Yeah, now they go to church with them, so it's all good.
That's it.
It's all good.
Hey, Bob.
You were the first one to ever beat me when I was a little kid. You were a little older.
Oh, was that when Luke was in that?
At the London Bridge?
Yeah.
Under the bridge.
Yeah, and then I remember the first year I got beat by Rick Foster. I never got beat after that. Well.
And the Fosters are listening to the show.
But not in my class.
Right. So,
yeah, I remember you.
Well, Bob, thank you for calling in today. We sure appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, Teddy. Hey, good luck to you, and I hope everything's going great.
Oh, you too, brother. Thank you.
Right, thanks.
So we were talking about some cops, and there's some good cops, too.
Well, Mel Scarborough.
Mel Scarborough.
He was just the wrong place, wrong time. I got to talk to Randy Scarborough, and I said, I need to tell your dad that I'm very sorry about what happened, you know, make amends.
Sure.
And Mel took that in, and he just loved it, and he says, "Yeah," he says, "I forgive him." So,
oh, that's fantastic.
I called up George Goldie. Everybody. You know, the cops are there every 6 months.
Sure.
But praise God for changed lives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't have to live like that no more, but it's just a lot of fun stories.
We had Mr. Bob Zien, so he was also on the fanfare list for us. Basically, you slap on the butt and send you home, guy. So, yeah, it was an interesting time. Of course, things were much different back then with our law enforcement.
Yeah.
And they were basically overwhelmed because they were such a small group of individuals. But yeah, needless to say, it was a great time to grow up. So as we wind up our show, I mean, what anybody want to say hi to real quick?
You know what? I just want to say real quick. Back in the day when at the poorhouse where all the contractors were at, they were all professionals. They were all great at what they did. You know, you had the Dixons. They were the block layers. You had Bob Retrino. You had Gary Harvey, and when he got Harvey plastering. You got John White with the concrete. Jim Mitchell threatened to beat me up if I didn't beat this guy up in boxing down in Parker. Indian Jim. You know, these guys, they all hung out with my dad.
Sure.
And it was great. It was great times, you know, becoming an adult with all these guys. And then before that, though, I mean, we had Mundell's. We had the Nautical. We had the Bowling Alley. We had all these places. Mrs. Mundell loved me.
She was a great lady.
She would let me work and clean her vents and everything so I could buy food. And she said, I always felt protected when you were with me, Teddy. And I said,
She was an amazing lady. They both, those owners were just so much a part of our community back then.
Yeah.
I do have one thing I need to share real quick. And, you know, We talked about Lee Barnes and our coaches.
We lost a pioneer.
Yeah, we lost a pioneer. So we lost Coach Lee Barnes. And for all of our listeners today, and if you are also on the Havasu Pioneers Facebook page, wanted to let you know that services, the appreciation of life for Coach Lee Barnes will be Saturday, July 25th at 11 a.m. at the Chagrus Bridge View Room downstairs. Now, do me a favor, if you would, it's an RSVP event. We'd really much appreciate it if you'd make the effort. You can also go on to our Havasu Pioneers Facebook page, let us know that you'll be attending, and we can turn in the list from there as well. They're trying to get a head count, and they want to make sure that they have enough provisions ready to go for the number of guests that are going to be attending. And as we all know, Coach Barnes was really popular with a lot of our families. But Teddy, he scared the crap out of you.
Yes, he did. He asked me one time why I didn't go out for football. I seen him grab a hold of John Creason's helmet and just shake his head like it was going to fall off. And that's when I said, I don't want no part of Lee Barnes.
Well, Lee was actually a teacher, and I had him in my class ahead.
I had him too. He scared me in class too.
Math class, right?
Yeah, I was actually okay. I didn't get in too much trouble with him, but it was an interesting time because our coaches were our teachers.
Yes.
So they were not only out there on the field, but they were also in the classroom.
Pat Rooney was the other one.
Oh, Pat. You know, and he's another one that I'm getting on my show.
Well, you know, that would be awesome.
Mr. Rooney.
But Rooney.
Attack.
Yes.
He really is.
Yeah, you know, I liked about it was they started that wrestling program.
Uh-huh.
So I was good at, you know, fighting, so I figured I'd try wrestling. And I loved wrestling. I fell in love with it. But they started the class a year later. You know, to wrestling against other schools and stuff.
Huh.
And I always missed out on that.
You got another text, by the way.
I did. What do we got?
We got another text, 928-727-5566. You got about another minute. If you want to text Teddy Kilpatrick, it's I'm listening to you, too. Thanks for the shout-out. Love you both. Jody.
Oh, Jody Silver, yep. Yep.
Hi, Jody.
Love that. Hi, Jody.
That's a famous streaker.
Actually, Jody was one of my first girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, way back.
She's super.
Before I met Liz.
So, yeah, again, the memorial services for Coach Lee Barnes are on Saturday, July 25th at 11 a.m. And, you know, I got to tell you, he's so popular with so many of us local kids and family here in Lake Havasu City. Hope you get a chance to come down and enjoy his celebration of life. And again, that'll be at the Chagrin's Bridge Room downstairs. So, Teddy, you know, these days you guys are moving around a little bit, but, you know, I've always appreciated the fact that you come home. And that's a big deal to all of us.
Yeah.
And for anyone wondering when our next show is going to be, that will be August 5th. And so our show will be at 11 a.m. in the morning. And we'll again be announcing who our guest speaker will be on all of the local social media pages. And I hope you listen in.
You guys remember all the critters that were around everywhere when you were growing up?
Yes. Well, yeah, we used to walk into donkeys all the time at nighttime.
I'm talking about spiders and snakes.
There's scorpions everywhere.
Well, there's Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford, a popular song back in the day, right?
Yep. So, Teddy, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, man, this is way overdue.
You know, I thought so. Yeah. And, you know, having you on actually was 10 times better than I thought. It was going to be great.
I forgot to tell about the story with my dad in the wheelbarrow going across the
road. We'll have you back on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got more shows than you can shake a stick at.
Teddy, you are the spirit of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
He is.
You really are. If we had a trophy for it, we'd give it to you. Along with everybody else who's on, like a participation trophy.
Money with that?
I'm kidding. All right. We got to take a break. I'll be right back. I'll let you know who's on tomorrow's show when we come back. Stay with us on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. All right, a little Donny Iris. Haven't heard that one in forever. Teddy, you got another one. His grandson, Michael, loves him very much. All right, Bob Barrett's going to call in on tomorrow's show, talk about an event that's under the London Bridge on the 4th of July. Got Hannity, Mr. Karate Man, coming up next after news in a short break.
Talk KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.